From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Few of us like getting stuck at a railroad crossing as a long, slow freight train rumbles by. And some people around Chicago are seeing more and longer trains than ever before. Those trains are on the Elgin, Joliet, and Eastern, or E, J, and E tracks that ring the Chicago area. NPR's David Shaper reports, as trains have increased, so too have complaints and safety concerns.
I'm standing alongside what's known as the EJ&E Railroad tracks in the quiet, bucolic, and upper-middle-class suburb of Barrington, northwest of Chicago. And while these tracks have been here for decades, they've seen relatively little freight traffic on them. 3 to 5 trains a day and relatively short freight trains at that. But that's beginning to change because Canadian National just bought the EJ&E, and it's beginning to run bigger, longer, and more frequent trains through this community.
Monster trains seems to be the big catchphrase.
Karen Darch is Barrington's village president.
These trains are going to be longer, faster, heavier, the double-stacked intermodal look.
And Darch says these trains, 7 to 8,000 feet and some approaching 10,000 feet, are almost 2 miles long, block all of Barrington's grade-level crossings at once, cutting the town in half, with the only hospital on one side and a sizable portion of the population on the other. Michael Deering is a spokesman for Advocate Good Shepherd Hospital in Barrington.
We're talking about one-third of all the EMS runs that Advocate Good Shepherd sees each year come from what we'll now affectionately call the wrong side of the tracks.
With no overpasses or underpasses for 8 miles, Deering says ambulances will be delayed, costing trauma, stroke, and cardiac patients critical minutes.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, and people will die. It really is just a matter of that.
Barrington and several other communities have filed a lawsuit to try to overturn the Federal Surface Transportation Board's decision to approve the sale of the EJ&E to Canadian National and halt the so-called monster trains.
The rerouted trains that are running on the EJ&E are no different than the freight trains that traverse Chicago each and every day.
Canadian National spokesman Patrick Waldron says crossing delays are no longer in Barrington than they are in other communities that have had to cope with long freight trains for years. Canadian National purchased the route, he says, to connect all of the different track lines the railroad has coming in to the spaghetti junction that is Chicago.
For lack of a better phrase, they're disjointed. When we were to move freight from Iowa or from Wisconsin or from Michigan and go to the opposite ends of the country or the system, we would have to run over other railroad networks here in Chicago because our lines didn't connect to one another.
6 of the nation's 7 largest railroads all converge in Chicago, their tracks intersecting one another. 1,200 freight trains a day travel to, from, or through Chicago, carrying close to 40% of all the freight shipped by rail in the country. The result is freight gridlock that can delay trains not just for hours, but for days. Again, Patrick Waldron.
For CN, we can take a train from northern Minnesota to here in Chicago in the same amount of time it'll take to get from the north side of Chicago to the south side.
And that, Waldron says, adds to the cost of everything that is shipped by rail. And it leads some companies to move products on trucks instead, adding to highway congestion, fuel consumption, and pollution. Moving some of Canadian National's trains around Chicago on the EJ&E eases that freight gridlock a bit while boosting the economy, say many regional transportation planners. But they add more should be done to mitigate the impact of more frequent and longer trains in the outer suburbs, something the courts could mandate. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.